You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. D-A-L-I. You know, I look at this, oh my gosh, I look at this headline here, and, you know, I just have to shake my head. Apparently, in Fox News, they're reporting that a Swedish man is suing the hospital for discussing donating his organs while he was paralyzed but fully conscious. 43-year-old Swedish man, I guess, had a survived, I guess, I'm trying to think if it was a stroke that he had. His name is Jimmy Fritzy. He had a stroke. He was paralyzed but survived. Apparently, he and his girlfriend were out to dinner, et cetera, and he had a stroke, et cetera. It took him a while to get to the hospital. By the time he got to the hospital, he was paralyzed. Okay? From what I understand, they were then talking, I guess the doctors were talking about possibility of organ donation to his girlfriend. I guess the doctors were talking about liver, talking about kidneys. Now, he said he was conscious. He heard this whole thing, and he was scared. He thought he was going to die, and he said, what happened if they cremate me? Will I see the fire? Will I feel the fire? So he freaks out. And he said that apparently, you know, because of this emotional trauma or whatever, he is suing the hospital. Now, I don't have any other information on this as we do. We're going to forward it that. And my guess is there has to be something more to this. But you hear about that where people sue because of mental anguish. And, you know, a lot of you guys are against tort reform. You think us doctors should be able to be sued. You think us hospitals should be able to be sued, right? Mental anguish of undergoing what you're undergoing. Now, listen, I get that, all right? I get how there could be mental anguish if a doctor misses, you know, a cancer. Or you had wanted a mammogram. The doctor says, I don't believe in mammograms. You end up having breast cancer that could have been prevented. I understand how the mental anguish could be a part of it. But us doctors doing our job and asking the right questions and asking the questions that we need to kind of get an idea of what we need to do if, God forbid, you pass, if that's going to hold us liable, I think we're really turning into a society where you just can't talk to each other. Nobody should talk to each other. Nobody should text each other, tweet each other, nothing, because it can all be used against you. Now, we've talked about advanced directives and living wills a lot on the show, how many times before you even, you know, see a doctor in an ER, you're already filling out paperwork on what should happen to you if, God forbid, you are unable to talk, feed yourself, walk, etc. And so, you know, we've already discussed at great lengths how hopefully you already have much of that information in place and you've already made the decision when it's not an emergency. It's pretty scary stuff to make that decision when it's not an emergency, when it is an emergency. So we want to make sure you get all your ducks in a row, etc. But I remember being a medical student, we were mandated to get that information from the patient because if we didn't have that filled out, we could get in trouble, right? Because if they're a do not resuscitate, you know how if there's a do not resuscitate order because you don't want to be intubated, et cetera, so that you don't feel like you're going to be then put on a machine for life, et cetera. We're supposed to talk to you about that before we put you on a machine. So these were things that were definitely hammered into us as students. And I have to admit, I did feel awkward bringing the subject up. I really did. I didn't want to bring up while you were sitting there fighting for your life, having to, having to decide, oh my gosh, do I want pain medicines? Do I want a feeding tube? Do I want, you know, so I get that. I get that. But if you're now going to sue doctors for that, come on. I mean, this is, again, this isn't America. It's in Sweden. But this is exactly what we doctors are dealing with all the time. In fact, something similar happened. There was a gentleman I talked to you guys about when I had done ER, where he had prostate cancer that went to his neck. and had caused a disintegration of his bones. And we didn't know that. All we know is he had fallen and he had neck pain. So I had done an x-ray. I had found a cervical fracture. So I immediately put him in C-spine precautions. Okay. So I put him in C-spine precautions and we were going to fly him up to Las Vegas because I was working in Havasu at the time to get him to a neurosurgeon. Western Regional neurosurgical specialists were the ones that were going to take care of him at the time. So we're waiting to fly him up to Vegas, and I guess one of the other doctors had passed by, and as one of the other doctors passed by, he said to the doctor, "Look, I got to go to the bathroom. Okay, let me get out of this, you know, C-spine collar." He said, "No, we're going to give you something because I don't want you to, you know, I don't want you to die." He's like, "No, I'm not going to pee in a little urinal receptacle or a little container. Let me go to the bathroom." And, you know, the doctor, he, I guess, shouted to him, "Look, you're going to die. Okay, don't you." Now, he got mad and he wanted to sue that other doctor for telling him that he was going to die. And, oh, actually, I'm sorry, correction. The patient was very fed up, gets flown to Las Vegas. He gets told by a doctor there that he can't take off the cervical collar because he has a fracture. He says, "To heck with this," takes off the collar, severs his spinal cord, and eventually dies. The family sues both doctors. Sues the doctor in Lake Havasu and sues the doctor there for telling him that he was going to die taking off the cervical collar. Now, wouldn't they have gotten sued if they told him he wasn't going to die taking off the, but they said because of the way they said it that he was going to die, that was, now, I don't know if the lawsuit ever went any farther than just somebody threatening it, but these are the things that we as doctors are dealing with all the time. Yes, you need to show compassion. And I think we doctors can continue to work on being more compassionate, etc. But if we are going to be liable for anything we do in terms of prepping you for certain things, then we're just going to really be fueling this whole idea that in this society there's absolutely no freedom of speech and you can't say nothing and just don't say anything. Just hand people a piece of paper, say read it if you can read, because if I say something, it's going to come back to haunt us. It's crazy. All right. But in the meantime, please make sure you have everything you need in order. All right. So that you don't have to be dealing with such a difficult discussion when you go to the hospital. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working on the dials. And again, big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, this was kind of cute, okay? Six food labels that don't mean what you think they do. This was a Harris Interactive survey that shows that the majority of Americans say they find labels helpful in making food choices. The problem is that some of these labels don't mean jack diddly squat. This is being reported by Harris Interactive Survey, Fox News, etc. Okay, so for example, if something says made with, okay, we've seen that before, right? Made with vegetables. And you're like, okay, well, what vegetables and how much? Okay, yeah. All right, so, you know, made with means there is going to have a touch of that ingredient, but the label is not being defined by the FDA. So you want to be very careful whenever it's said made with. Okay, also natural. When somebody says natural, a lot of times you think, okay, great, there's nothing artificial, there's nothing, it's completely from the actual plant, it's not processed. No, a lot of these natural things do get processed. The FDA right now doesn't have anything uniform on that. Okay? So you need to kind of take a look at the ingredient list. If something is natural, like, for example, if you buy a piece of broccoli and there's no ingredient list because it's just broccoli, you're pretty good. Okay? But if you have some sort of a food substance thing and they say natural because it has some chicken in there, you got to look at all these other ingredients that's there. All right? Lightly sweetened. Okay? When you hear something says lightly sweetened, you're thinking, okay, so maybe there's not a lot of sugar. That's good. Okay? But it could still have a lot of artificial sweeteners. There could still be other types of natural sugars that they use. So remember, there could be a lot of other, shall we say, products in there that help sweeten it. They say look for any ingredients that have a quote OSE, because those are like fructose, sucrose. Those are things that are sugary. And our dextrose, those are things that would be added sugar additives. I apologize. I'm stumbling on my words here. Okay, so low fat. Low fat, that was always to me a crock. I think many of us figured that out back in the 80s. Reduced fat. If something was reduced fat, what was it reduced? Okay, was it reduced 1%? You know, the FDA states that foods can be labeled light if they contain half the fat or one-third the calories of the original version. Okay, manufacturers can say reduce sodium if they have 25% less than the original or other similar foods. Okay, but keep in mind, when something is low fat, they got to make it tasty. So what do? They add sugar. We've talked about that. Okay, so make sure you look at your sugar, the salts, etc. Anything that says sugar free, it's not always sugar free. We know that. Fat free, nothing is ever fat free. Okay, I mean, unless of course it's a nice, you know, piece of broccoli. Not that I like to use the word nice with that. High in fiber. If something says high in fiber, all right, we're more inclined to go, okay, good, good. There's going to be a lot of natural fiber, all right? But a lot of fiber isn't natural. They could kind of be additives, et cetera. And so not just be, a lot of people think the term fiber means natural, and it doesn't. There's other forms of things that act as fiber that isn't necessarily pieces of grain and oats, etc. So you want to look at whole grains as much as possible, and those seem to help. I really get mad about this whole duping thing that these companies do. It frustrates me because, you know, we're just trying to buy certain foods. We are just trying to get to just kind of get through these meals. Ideally, guys, I want to teach you how to cook. And even though I don't cook, I cook very poorly. I get that. But I think we are always in a rush. We're always in a hurry. We never have time to cook. Please invest in a crock pot or come up with something like a stir fry where you could throw some broccoli or some chicken in there or some vegetables, make some whole grain pasta. There's things you could do fairly quickly, and then it's natural and you don't have to go to the frozen foods. You don't have to buy the products. It's, you know, like low salt soup. Just make your own soup. You could do that. You guys could make, have you ever made your own soup? You know what I like to do? Okay, when I go and go to an ice cream place, I put the hot fudge and strawberry topping. I love fudge and strawberry topping, you know. Fudge and raspberry topping is good, too, but a lot of them don't have raspberry topping. Everything kind of melts, and I have a soup. I have a chocolate ice cream, fudge, and strawberry soup, okay? Things, when they melt or they're heated together or in a pot, become a soup. You don't necessarily have to go and buy cans, okay? Just something to think about. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. The fattest and fittest cities in the United States. Apparently, there is a new study, and Gallup finds the Huntington, Ashland, Ironton metropolitan areas that straddles West Virginia, Kentucky, and Ohio to be the most obese in the U.S. Who is the fifth? Who is the fittest, smallest city? I guess skinniest city? It would be Boulder, Colorado. Apparently, they did. do this study every year, and they found that McAllen Edinburgh Mission, Texas, 38.3% are obese. And again, the number one area, which straddled West Virginia, Kentucky, and Ohio, was 39.almost 40% of people obese. Hagerstown, Martinsburg metropolitan area, 36.7% obese. Boulder, Colorado remains the city with the lowest obesity rates. I think it's because Boulder, I think there's still a lot of skiing. I know you got a lot of skiing in Denver. And I think, you know, Colorado, you get cold, so you maybe shiver a lot. We talked about how being cold, you end up losing more weight. You know, another study also said you got to get out there in the sun. If you get some morning sunlight when you go for your jog, that's going to help you lose weight. Sunlight helps you lose weight. You know, we talked about kids sitting there playing video games seem to gain weight, and they get kind of doughy because they're not getting good, strong bones, and they're very pale because they're not going outside to play. Going outside to play can also, just the sunlight alone, they think, is linked to weight loss. Pretty cool stuff. Boulder City, or Boulder, Colorado, there's a Boulder City in Arizona. We're talking about Boulder, Colorado, though, has had the lowest obesity rate in five of the last six surveys conducted since Gallup and Healthways began doing the survey back in 2008. Nationally, the U.S. obesity rate did jump again to 27.1%. A quarter of us are obese now, people. And I know a lot of you guys don't like those BMI charts, but they're the only thing we could use to, they're really the only thing we could actually use to measure. You know, I also found that, I guess Naples, Florida did pretty well. Naples, Florida. Fort Collins, Colorado did pretty good. Charlottesville, Virginia. Bellingham, Washington. San Diego, 19.3% obesity. Those are the least obese communities. Then comes Denver, Aurora, Colorado. This is what we need to do. All right. I think we need to just reset and go about this completely differently, because a lot of you guys are working out at the gym. I can't tell you how many obese patients I have that they work out. They watch what they eat. There's something going on, and we've talked about this. There is something we are eating on a daily basis that we don't think has a lot of calories that is completely screwing us up and causing our body to deposit the fat. This is something hormonal, something, I don't know, alien that's happening. And I blame soda because I notice that. I could be dieting, and I have just a little bit of soda, and boom, the weight goes up. Just a little bit of soda. So I think high fructose corn syrup is one of these meanies that completely messes up with your hormones, which also puts us at risk for diabetes, etc. I think certain carbs, certain processed carbs, are big on this also. I think it's driving to work and not walking to work. We used to have to walk to the bus stop or walk to work or parking lot. You know, it's very interesting. I see a lot of hotel workers, people that work in the hotels. And the hotels, you know, because they have properties on the strip, etc., parking is not going to be on the strip, okay? Because, you know, having strip access or the resort corridor, they call it, you know, is pretty costly. So parking ends up being in back. And many of my patients are saying that they have to walk about a half a mile from parking to their job and their location. Have you guys ever walked across a casino? Have you ever walked across a casino? Lord have mercy. It's a lot of exercise, a lot of exercise. So if people are walking an average now an hour, I got to tell you, my casino workers are not weight challenged as much as some of my others. Why? Because they have to walk a lot. I think it's in addition to calories and intake and big portions, etc. I think a lot of it is just the certain types of food is screwing up our metabolism, and that we don't exercise as much to get to work, back and from work. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And remember, we are raising money for kids with blood cancer through the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Anything you guys could do to help would be so appreciated. We're asking for $5 from every one of our listeners. I know, all two of you, but please, 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 we need as much help as possible. Some of you guys that have donated, thank you so much. Go to my website at drdahlia.com. Very easy link. Click Help Fight Blood Cancer. There's a link where you can donate through PayPal, credit card, etc. We're trying to get $5 from every one of our listeners. And if we could raise $100,000, you know how much that could help. You all know what medical costs are, and it's ridiculous. And we want to help as many people as possible. Leukemia Lymphoma Society helps both kids and adults. So this this is something that it's a huge, huge national charity that needs as much help as possible, and it takes people like you and I to, you know, get the money together to help these guys out, because we can't obviously wait for government or some other type of socialized medical system to come in and, you know, help. It is. It's frustrating, okay? I mean, it takes us people to do this. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Researchers at Stanford University think they have this new technique where they can actually detect quote-unquote solid cancers in the body. More than 80% of all cancers are caused by solid tumors that grow as a mass of cells in a particular organ, tissue, or gland. The new technique called CAPP, Cancer Personalized Profiling by Deep Sequencing. You thought you were being profiled on Facebook or Twitter. No. This is cancer personalized profiling. It's sensitive enough to detect just one molecule of tumor DNA in a sea of quote-unquote 10,000 healthy DNA molecules in the blood. This has been reported by Times of India. They said, we set out to develop a method that overcomes two major hurdles in the circulating tumor DNA field, and they're trying to develop a method that will hopefully kind of ease the burden with us trying to figure out this whole needle in a haystack. Researchers are able to accurately identify about 50% of people in the study with stage one lung cancer and all patients whose cancer were more advanced. Can you imagine a blood test for lung cancer? Stage one means it's localized. It hasn't started to spread. That would be amazing. You know, we are so frustrated with what we cannot do with cancer that sometimes it's really cool to, you know, figure out some of these things that we can do. I've been x-raying people who have been at high risk for lung cancer, even though that's not an official screen. It's just something we could do. Now they're recommending that we could actually go and CAT scan you. But imagine doing a blood test. Some of these blood tests can actually be very, very, very sensitive. So that could be cool. I guess what they're doing is the research team is trying to transform solid tumors into liquid tumors that can be detected and tracked more easily. So a solid tumor is something you have to go in and biopsy, but if you could get something within the liquid, within the blood, you could then use a test that could be used on liquid, i.e. the blood. CAPP sequencing may also be useful, they said, as a prognostic tool to tell us how you are going to do in terms of cancer treatment. So the technique detected small levels of the circulating tumor DNA in one patient thought to have been successfully treated. It actually picked it up. He had experienced disease recurrence and ultimately died. So what we want to do is use this test to see if we could find you. If you've gone out of remission, let's say we thought you were in remission, we could use this test to see if you're continued to be in remission. And if not, boom, we could treat you again more aggressively. They're aiming to use this technique to other types of tumors like breast cancer, prostate cancer, colorectal, and lung cancer. Pretty cool stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Not so cool. Depression may be linked to heart failure. Researchers looked at 63,000 people in Norway who had undergone a bunch of physical and mental health assessments, and about 1,500 of those people over 11 years had developed heart failure. Compared to people with no symptoms of depression, those with mild symptoms were 5% more likely to develop heart failure, and those with moderate to severe symptoms had a 40% increase risk. Now, we've talked about how depression can cause heart attacks, right? We've talked about that. Okay, but what about heart failure? What is heart failure? Well, heart failure is where your heart isn't pumping enough blood through the body. The heart is a pump. So if the pump isn't sending the blood where it should be, it's failing. Okay, so heart failure is when you start to get backup of fluid in the lungs, throughout the veins, in your legs, ankle swelling. So anybody having shortness of breath or chest pain and leg swelling, we worry about heart failure. We do an EKG, we do a chest x-ray, we do an ultrasound of your heart, etc. Now, do depressed people have less healthy lifestyles? They could. They're not sleeping well, and that's a biggie. A lot of them may not be eating well. Some of them may be turning to drinking. There's something about laughter is the best medicine. We've talked about those studies before, how laughter has been found to be, you know, the best medicine. But, you know, depression triggers stress hormones. And these stress hormones, unfortunately, can just really wreak havoc. You know, we talk about putting miles on. All right. A lot of us put miles on, and that's something I want us to work on this year, on how to maybe decrease some of the wear and tear on our bodies. Yeah, we maybe wear and tear by not getting good sleep. Maybe we wear and tear by maybe drinking or eating too much. But wear and tear in terms of stress. These people that do yoga, these people that meditate, these people that have inner spirituality, you know, they or whatever they do to you know, be at peace. I really think they have a leg up on longevity of their life. You know, maybe that's one of the reasons why the Bible always told us to take a day for the Sabbath. Some of us do it on Saturdays, some of us do it on Sundays, but there is something to taking a day off. The problem is a lot of us, our day off is the only time we get stuff done. And so for me, my weekend is way busier than any other day of the week. And that's wrong. So, depression and linked to heart failure. Now, what should we do as family members, as doctors? Well, if you do have somebody that suffers from depression, you got to check their heart. Okay? And don't worry about that depressing people. Sometimes distraction is very interesting. You know, like for example, you know, I'll have somebody that'll, let's say, be worried because a family member has colon cancer, etc. Okay, and they just got back from visiting them. They can't get back over there to visit them. And, you know, and I go, well, then why not in the meantime get yourself checked? You have to get checked anyway. You might as well get that done now. Okay? You know, I remember when my dad died. I didn't know what to do with myself. I was waiting to ship the body over here so we could bury him, trying to get my mom moved out. I didn't know what to do. I went to work. I couldn't sit home. I had to do something. So a lot of times that time when you're depressed or you're dealing with stuff, get yourself checked. A lot of people think, oh, no, I got to go to the doctor when I'm happy. No, you don't. Go to the doctor sometimes at your worst, okay? All right? We don't care. You don't have to be primped and prop, you know, you don't have to be all, you know, nails done and, you know, upper lip waxed and anything like that. You know, let us see you the way you really are. We're used to it. You don't have to dress up to see us, okay? A lot of times we're not dressed up for you to see us, right? So just be yourself and get yourself checked. But depression being linked to heart failure is something that obviously is overlooked a lot. You know, in medical school, we were urged to, you know, screen for depression. And many of us didn't want to because we were so overwhelmed with the heart and the lung and the meningitis and the infectious disease that we couldn't do it. We were like, this is way too much. No, leave us alone. Well, no, you don't understand. Maybe the reason why these people have heart problems and lung problems and they smoke too much or they chew tobacco or they drink too much, etc., is because they have depression. So any of you that have family members that never go to the doctor because they're depressed, all right, just assume there's something going on that they need to get checked and get them into the doctor. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're going to be coming up on break. When we come back from break, I want to talk about this one. Well, we talked about that. I'm sorry. I apologize. I wanted to talk about iron deficiency. Some of you guys that feel depressed, etc., you seem to be just sluggish. And so you come and say, I want B12 shots. I want something. And it could be that you have iron deficiency. So I want to review with you the signs of iron deficiency. All right. And then also some superfoods that may actually not be so super. 1-877-DOCDALI.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well, just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Do you want to feel awesome all day long? Do you want to sleep so good you wake up feeling awesome?
the way you did when you were a kid? Feel awesome with no caffeine. Just awesome tasting nutrition. Try Passion for Life and rediscover your awesomeness. Call today, 844-TRY-LIFE. Call 844-879-5433 or visit 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, some of you have been asking me about the DOT physicals and what's going to happen after May in terms of you're getting DOT physicals. You know, I think some of you guys are going to probably be happy and some of you guys are going to be upset. Your commercial driver's license visits, your commercial driver's license certifications are now being a little bit more watched and regulated, where we doctors, if we're going to perform any, will have had to take the proper testing. Now, the average cost of a class, because you need to also take a class, is about $300-$400. And then we have to take a test, which I think you have to pay for also, I believe. And then you have to pass. And so what's going to happen is, if a lot of doctors don't get themselves certified, you're not going to be able to just go to your regular doctor to get your certification. You're going to have to find a doctor that's certified. Just like many of you guys pilots, you have to find actual flight surgeons, or not flight surgeons, but yeah, you know, doctors that will pass you or will examine you. Same thing with commercial driver's licenses. And so the cons to you is, it's going to be a little tougher finding somebody, because doctors have to get their acts and gear and go and get the proper testing, spend the money, and do the proper testing. Now, I already took my class. I passed the class with flying colors. I just have to now set up my test, and I got to do this all before May 20th. It's a pain in the butt, but I'm going to do it. You know, but I mean, I'm busy. I'm really, really busy. And if I was able to do this, I think a lot of doctors are going to be able to do it. So I think you guys are going to have access, but you may notice lack of access. The doctor you've been seeing all these years can't do it anymore because they're not technically certified to do it. However, you know, going through the training, I've pretty much done these correctly. You know, if you have a heart condition, et cetera, I've made sure you have that checked out. If you've had a breathing condition, sleep apnea. So I've made sure that many of you guys had the proper referrals. Well, unfortunately, many of you have not had the proper referrals. So many of you will not get your two-year clearance. You may only get, I think, like if you have attention deficit, you may only get cleared for 1 year. If you have depression, you may only get, depending, you know, 6 months. If you have high blood pressure, you may only be able to get a 3-month clearance, you know, and so there's a lot of rules now that have to be adhered to. So some of you guys are going to find this to be very frustrating. What seems to be good, though, is I'm finding that many people out there are offering these DOT physicals for like $60, whereas many, you know, in the past, you guys had to go to your doctor and that would cost a couple hundred dollars. So you may start to see more boutique doctors out there where they just open up a clinic and do DOT physicals all day long. And then you could hopefully get a cheaper rate for that. So, you know, I'm going to keep you guys posted as I acquire some of my notes. But I found, I did it all weekend long after the health fair, I found a lot of the requirements very fascinating. Many of you guys have been getting 2-year certificates when you really only should have gotten a few months or a year. And now that the Transportation Safety Board is, the federal board is on top of this, there's supposed to be hernia checks. I mean, there's a lot that's supposed to be done. However, on the flip side, not all of you need audiometry testing. We can do the whisper test. Not all of you need to look at a color, you know, one of those little books that look at color blindness. We just need to make sure you can distinguish red and yellow and green. So, you know, there's some things that I think they are a little bit easier on. But let's just, though, make sure you guys get your ducks in a row. The reason why I'm bringing that up is once May 21st hits, the people that are certified to do these, even though you already have many of them already certified and out there and advertising to come on down, and please feel free to do that for those that have, but for those of you that, think that once May hits, you know, everybody is going to be going by the book, which they should have been doing all the time, and you're not going to get cleared, start working on your blood pressure now. Okay? You know, make sure you talk to your current doctor about any medications you're taking, because some of these medications you're on will not qualify you for your commercial driver's license certification. All right? If any of you do have attention deficit, et cetera, and you, let's say you haven't been going as regularly as you should, you may want to make sure, because for us to approve you for attention deficit, you have to be tolerating your medicine, you have to be controlled, and you have to be being watched for your attention deficit medicine, okay? Okay, so, you know, things like that, just start getting your ducks in a row if you can. Your diabetes, got to make sure your diabetes is in good shape. You can't be having hypoglycemic reactions. If you're having hypoglycemic reactions, that could disqualify you. There's a lot of things that could disqualify you now. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So certain superfoods may not be so super, according to this one study. All right? There's I believe, a nutritionist. She is a nutrition expert called Petronella Ravenshear. She says eating too many grains like quinoa can actually cause an overload of compounds that irritate the gut. Well, of course, we've all known that. Many of us have eaten too much fiber or grains, and then we end up, you know, tooting the whole time. And it's because quinoa may not be as wheat-free. Ganji berries, okay, that could also cause an issue with your bowels. Let me see. They say a lot of these people eating superfoods could actually be eating things that could actually mix with some of their medications as well. The phytates, the antioxidant compounds that inhibit, that help curb the appetite, that can actually inhibit some of your medication absorption. They say with goji berries, you have to consume with caution, especially if you have arthritis. Blueberries can never hurt. Blueberries, blackberries, strawberries, raspberries, those are good because they have antioxidants. So those things I'm pretty comfortable with. I don't know much about the goji berries. I apologize. Let me see what else they talk about. They say, the nutritionist says that the avocado, spinach, seaweed, pomegranate, blueberries, broccoli, grass-fed buffalo or beef, wild Alaska salmon, almonds, coconut oil, olive oil, and green tea, you can't go wrong with. So, you know, these superfoods are supposed to be superfoods because they have a bunch of vitamins and antioxidants in them, like vitamins A, C, and E, selenium, etc. Unfortunately, there's a lot of studies out there that say that these things really don't have a lot of proof behind them in terms of preventing cancer or lengthening life. But I got to tell you something. You know, a lot of you guys are taking certain products out there, like longevity, etc. And you say you feel good. You say you're doing good. You're back out there. You're exercising. You're eating right. Then I'm a fan. And the reason why I'm a fan is because you're feeling better and you're getting your act together. Okay? I mean, I may not know much about all the studies out there and what the potential is on a lot of these products. Okay? You know, but where I get mad with a lot of supplements is some of you will take something and then you'll do it but not eat right. Like, you know, you'll take something to curb your appetite and then you'll eat a candy bar for lunch. No, I have a problem with that. But if you're taking some of these supplements that have the selenium or they have the antioxidants, etc., and you notice that you are avoiding alcohol and you are exercising and you are eating right because you just kind of feel that little bounce in your step like you're doing something right for your health, then I am a huge fan. And some of these things do give you that boost. So I'm becoming more and more of a fan of a lot of these products like longevity, etc. And we'll kind of give you guys more information. I'm going to be carefully perusing certain products out there and letting you know, what I think is pretty cool. Like I told you, Centrum Silver, one of the vitamins, one of my favorite vitamins out there. You know, I'm a fan of the Centrums because, you know, I'm not noticing a lot of digestive issues. When I take an x-ray of a person, I don't see the pills still sitting there in their colon. It seems to be digested well. It's giving you your vitamin D and your calcium and whatever else it has in there. So I'm not against supplements by any means. However, if you try to substitute that for, healthy choices, I have a problem with it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. More Dr. Dahlia coming up.
Hang me down, you gotta hang me down.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down,
you gotta hang me down.
Hang me down,
hang me down
to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.